It's great news if you want to sell a home, but not so great news if you want to buy one. Some of the neighborhoods in the D.C. area are hot right now, and let's find out which ones are the hottest with Ron Citron of Long & Foster. Thanks for joining us, Ron, as always. And let's start with, what are you seeing out there in the real estate market?
When you talk about the D.C. area, when you talk about D.C. specifically, that's incredibly hot. The prices there year-to-date are up 5%.
Wow.
The sellers, on average, are getting 99%. You know, whatever they list their home for, they're getting 99% of that. That's amazing. That means there's very little room to negotiate. Most of the homes are selling in 38 days. That's a really quick time to sell. And the inventory in D.C. is still down, you know, compared to the surrounding counties where the inventory has been climbing. And the days on market is closer to 55 days to get a property sold.
Let's talk about the D.C. area. What are some of the most popular neighborhoods and towns in our area?
Sure. You know, we always said, okay, walkable neighborhoods are the most popular ones. And what we're finding is, the more walkable, you know, walkable neighborhoods next to more walkable neighborhoods are even more popular, and especially if you throw in a few metro stops within those neighborhoods. And that brings you to, you know, areas like Logan, DuPont, Shaw, Columbia Heights, Adams Morgan. All these areas are just incredibly hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, for this person who's looking to purchase there, they're going to find the homes are selling fast and it's very competitive.
So you probably can't do much when it comes to trying to have wiggle room with your contracts.
This isn't, you know, if someone's out there and they're looking to purchase, this is the advice I give them. First, really understand the market that you're buying into. Really get a sense of, this is what, you know, do your comps in advance. So you understand this is what homes are selling for. This is the speed that they're selling at. And this is what's fair price. Because if a home comes on the market, as a buyer, you really just want to seal the deal fast, as opposed to try and nickel and dime, and then the next thing you know, there's another offer on the table, and you're competing with another buyer to get that same property.
What about Maryland and Virginia? Any hot towns that you could think of for those areas? Those states?
Falls Church is doing well in Northern Virginia, and Tacoma Park's doing really well in Montgomery County.
All right. What about sellers? If you're living in one of these hot areas, I mean, is now the time to list your house if you were thinking about it?
You know, if you're thinking about it, after Labor Day is always a great time to put a home on the market. There's going to be I would expect a lot of new inventory to come on the market after Labor Day. That's pretty what we call seasonally typical. But there's also a lot of buyers that rise to the occasion to take that inventory off the market. So if you are thinking of selling September, October, really good 60-day window coming up to take for sellers to take advantage of that.
Well, Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Ron Citron of Long & Foster. You can follow him on Twitter, @RonCitrin. That's Citrin.